If your gender identity is something close to demigirl, then you're in the right place. We've got everything you need to embrace your feminine identity whilst enjoying the aspects that perhaps go against your feminine identity too. Whether your assigned gender matches how you feel or you prefer to define your own gender identity outside of the common gender binary, this one is for you. Let's explore what it means to be a demigirl and all of the things that only you might be able to decide for yourself. Non-binary gender identity. So the term demigirl actually sits within the umbrella term of non-binary gender identity. This is not dissimilar to how various terms end up under the transgender umbrella, yet there are tons of different gender non-conforming identities within these umbrella terms. Demigirl is a broader term used to describe people who identify themselves as being partially a woman or girl yet not fully. It's a pretty general term, to be honest, as you can describe yourself in a variety of ways whilst still being a demigirl by definition, but without turning this into a terminology page, that is the basics of the term. Of course, much like sexuality, gender identity is a spectrum, and within the spectrum, there may or may not be words that describe how you identify perfectly, whilst having some differences with other words. Demigirl was actually only added to the Avian Gender Definitions Master List, Asexuality Visibility Network, in 2010, so if you're not within the Genderqueer Identities Education Network, you might not have had this label to identify with until now. The biggest examples of people who might fit with the demigirl identity are if you feel a sense of the following things. You partially identify as a woman or girl. The demi part of demigirl basically comes from the Latin word meaning half or partial. As a demigirl, you might feel just the barest association with feminine identity whilst embracing your masculine side as well. It's a non-binary gender identity. As I've said before, demigirl as a gender identity sits within a big group of other gender identities where someone's gender expression might fall outside of their biological sex or their gender presentation might be somewhat gender fluid. You may see this in physical characteristics or through the use of gender-neutral pronouns. Much like many other non-binary people, demigirls may feel female, wear makeup, wear dresses, or even be assigned female at birth. Yet they may well have lived their whole life not feeling entirely comfortable with their gender. In some countries with less knowledge available on transgender and non-binary identities, these people may well be forced to find their place in society that fits their gender at birth and biological sex instead of how they self-describe. With pronouns, there are no real boundaries, so you might find the only difference is that someone who identifies as being demigirl may sometimes use they, them pronouns as well as she, her. But honestly, gender is a spectrum and a social construct, so really, non-binary people can use whichever pronouns they feel comfortable with, and we should respect that. Whether someone is assigned male at birth or female, if they don't feel wholly binary, they can use the identity demigirl or demiguy to describe themselves. Being assigned female or assigned male at birth does not affect your gender identity. Feeling gender fluid and experiencing gender dysphoria. Within the discussion of gender identity, you may come across the terms gender fluid and dysphoria. Neither of these terms is exclusive to non-binary people, and they have nothing to do with sexual attraction. No one specific gender is exclusive to these phrases, and you can be assigned female at birth or male to feel either of these ways. Let's look at these two terms in more detail. Gender fluid. By definition, gender fluidity is basically any time a person's own gender identity shifts over time. You can be male or female to feel this and identify as masculine, feminine, or anything in between. A person's identity can shift over time or might constantly be shifting. This may or may not affect their sexuality and how they feel about the idea of sex. In some senses, gender fluidity is an identity all in itself. And yet some males, females, and non-binary people choose to self-identify to better suit how they feel within the world and society. Gender dysphoria. Dysphoria is entirely different, as we are faced with so many, often negative, gender stereotypes that say you must fit a certain gender role, and in many countries across the world, have fewer rights, it has caused a lot of misinformation to be spread about feelings of dysphoria. The definition of dysphoria when it comes to gender is feeling significant distress over your assigned sex at birth, male or female, not aligning with how you feel in your body. Some cultures do respect these feelings, and if you fit the definition of transgender, you can undergo safe hormone therapy under a doctor's supervision. However, for some who either don't fit the definition enough in the eyes of doctors, or identify in a way that goes beyond male or female, there is not much specific help. It's incredibly frustrating to see that the idea of feeling like a girl trapped inside a male body or feeling masculine whilst living in a woman's body is too much to make sense of for some people. Timmy comes out top. If you're a demigirl or somewhere else on the non-binary spectrum, you should join Timmy. Meet people who identify as male, female, non-binary, and even fellow demigirls online and in person with ease. You can find a supportive online space to share words of encouragement, organize fun events, or even meet the girl or boy of your dreams.